Watson.
Here.
Cortez.
Yeah.
And Chairperson Kimball.
Here. Thank you. First item is public comment. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay Successor Agency. Speakers should give the clerk a filled-out speaker card and clearly state their name at the podium to begin. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes each. Would anyone wish to address the Lindsay Successor Agency at this time? Seeing no one, we will move to our really first and only item, certification of pledged tax revenues presented by Finance Director Brett Harmon.
All right. Thank you, Chairperson Kimball. This is a routine item we handle each year. Essentially, the bank wants to ensure that the ROPs are still coming and they'll still get paid for the 2012 refunding bond. And so it is simply a letter that says, yes, we still get ROPs, and yes, we'll continue to give it to you.
Any questions? I would entertain a motion to approve the certification letter.
I move to approve the certification.
I'll second.
Moved by Cortez, seconded by Watson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the successor agency.
So moved.
Moved by Watson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Flores. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Successor agency meeting is adjourned. We will begin the city council meeting in approximately 3 minutes. To order this meeting of the Lindsay City Council and direct the clerk to take roll.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Here.
Councilmember Flores.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez.
Here.
And Mayor Kimball.
Here. Thank you. I invite everyone to stand and join us as Councilmember Sanchez leads us in the flag salute.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If Elder Sonstegard from the Bethel Church is here, Bethel Primitive Baptist Church invites you to come forward. Thank you for being here tonight to offer our invocations.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening. If you bow in your own way this evening. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing and opportunity to come to you this evening. Dear Lord, looking to thee for wisdom, for guidance, to understand more of thy love and thy grace and thy mercy, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for that blessing upon this city, that you would be with the children, dear Heavenly Father, they start back to school, and the teachers in the schools, dear Heavenly Father, each family that goes to make her up, and each individual, dear Heavenly Father, would you bless us to remember thy love in interactions one with another, help us to grow closer one with another, dear Heavenly Father, and certainly that would give thee honor and praise and glory. We ask for thy protection, dear Lord, on each member of this community, that you would just guide us and guard us and be our shield, dear Heavenly Father. We know how good you are to us, and we just pray that we can value thee, that we could learn from thy word, that we would seek wisdom from thee in difficult times and in the easy times, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to walk by faith. Help us to walk with a renewed interest in thy word and in thy grace and in thy goodness and thy son, Jesus Christ, and what he accomplished for us, dear Heavenly Father. And in doing so, dear Lord, we pray for each and every one of this community. Help us to value life from conception until you call us home to be with thee, dear Lord. And just help us to turn from focusing on the material things of this world to understanding that we have such a wonderful relationship with thee. And we just pray for forgiveness for our sins and just help us to grow closer to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Our next item will be public comment. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council. Speakers should give the clerk a filled-out speaker card and clearly state their name at the podium to begin. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes each with no more than 30 minutes for the total comment period unless otherwise indicated by the mayor. And we have speaker cards at the table to the side back here. Please note that public hearing items on the agenda will have their own public comment periods, of which we have two public hearings, one related to recycling center and one related to accessory dwelling units. All right, with that.
Sorry, your speech got longer since I was here last time. My name is Trudy Wisherman. Good evening, council and staff. I came this evening to express concern about the position of city clerk. Some of you may know and some of you may not that our current city clerk, Beth Harmon, soon to be interim city manager, obliterated part of the public record of the June 25th council meeting. He turned down the tape recorder while Mercy Herrera was speaking, leaving a blank space in the tape. He also omitted her comments in the minutes. According to the editorial in the Sun Gazette, Brett said he did it because she was talking long after the public comment period for the budget item had ended. I'm giving you the editorial in case you don't know about this episode, and I'm also asking that it be made part of the public record for this meeting. Now, I wasn't here, but I've been in enough budget meetings to know that it's a benefit when the public gets involved, even if it's heated. Nothing affects the public more than how its money is going to be spent. A member of the public speaking at a budget meeting is something to cherish, not a reason to turn off the tape recorder. It's also not Mercy's version of the story. She told me that she was challenging the hiring selectivity of staff, which has resulted in an overabundance of people of one faith who have never even lived in this town. I suspect that Mr. Harmon's response, turning down the recording, was a knee-jerk reaction to having the elephant in the room identified, an attempt to control the narrative. I don't know what we're going to do about this problem. A few years ago, Pam Kimball and I got together for a very nice lunch. I brought up these concerns many people in the community had even then about this selective hiring. She admitted then that our HR department was a little weak. And nothing's changed because it's not weak. It's contorted. It's contorted by an agenda of control that leaves the community disempowered. It doesn't build community in the way real participation does, which is what this community needs. So, I applaud the actions of Councilwoman Flores and Sanchez at the last council meeting, tabling the approval of the new hire, Jack Urquhart, as city clerk. And I hope when you make that decision, the position will be filled by someone more knowledgeable about the community and more committed to keeping accurate public records of this city's activities. Thank you.
I have nothing written down. My name is Dale Raines. I pastor the New Beginnings Family Fellowship here in town. I want to express appreciation, okay? I would like to say I appreciate the leadership shown by this city manager, by this city council, and appreciate your hiring practices and appreciate your knowledge and your willingness to search for the best possible candidates for the jobs. We are a small town and we do not have the highest the best ability to pay the highest wages. So a person that works for here, works for this town, they have to love this town. I love this town. I've been here 35 years. And I have rarely seen such a wonderful and great working relationship between a mayor, a city council, and a city manager. Thank you, Bill. Thanks, city council. I appreciate your work. Appreciate your labor. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to address the council under public comment? Seeing no one, we will close public comment period and go to our next item, which will be proclamations that we are making to members of the Lindsay Community Theater, specifically Jim Klegel and Jan Owens, for their work in relighting the marquee of the Lindsay Theater. It looks fantastic. I would like to just invite Cheryl Cook, because I think she is the theater board president this year, and I think she'd like to make some remarks.
Yes, thank you. My name is Cheryl Cook. I am president of the Lindsay Community Theater Board, and on behalf of the board of directors, some of which are here, I want to thank you for the opportunity to address you. I've written down my comments so I don't forget anything, because I'm getting up in age. For those of you who are not familiar with Lindsay Community Theater, we are a group of volunteers whose mission is to provide the community with live theater and concert events. The theater was purchased in the early 1980s by a like-minded group of citizens, and many of these folks are still involved. Since May of 1983, 193 plays and musicals have been performed on LCT stage. Jim Klegel has directed 63 of these, and Jan has directed 7. In addition, both have been a part of many casts. Our concert series began in 2007, and since then, our theater has hosted 41 concerts, covering a variety of musical genres. We are here today to recognize Jim Klegel and Jan Owens for bringing the landmark Lindsay Theater marquee back to life. In February 2017, vandals broke the neon on the bottom of the marquee. Fresno Neon was contacted as they had repaired the neon previously, but they no longer repaired neon on old buildings, and Lindsay Community Theater is an old building. So in May, we found a company out of Bakersfield who said they could do the job, replacing the neon with LED rope lighting. After the company was paid $5,000 and completed very little on the sign, they abandoned the job with no notice and disappeared. Following numerous attempts to contact them, we filed a fraud claim with the district attorney in Bakersfield. Jim's mission became one to find someone to repair, replace, install new marquee lighting. February 2018, another Bakersfield company was contracted to complete the work for $8,500. LCT was asked for materials cost of $3,000 up front. Materials were ordered from China during the early days of the trade embargo. So you probably can guess what happened. Again, no work was getting done due to lack of materials. In January 2019, the owner of the company gave us notice that because of illness, he was closing his company. When asked for a refund, we were told that the advance for materials had already been spent. After numerous attempts to contact, the owner failed. We were back at square one. In March of this year, Jim again contacted Fresno Neon. This time, they provided a bid of $120,000. I don't think they wanted the job. April 2019, Jim Kleigel says, "I bet I can do this," and researches LED tubing lights. He found a company in Bozeman, Montana called Bird Dog Lighting. Supplies of tubing in the various colors were ordered. Jim views YouTube videos on how-tos. Late June, the slow, tedious work begins, connecting 19-inch sections of tubing together to fill in the space where the neon had been. Julian Cardena offered his scaffolding, and Jim Shropshire rented and donated a lift to reach the 40-foot height of the Lindsay blade. On July 29th, the lift was delivered. Jim and Jan overcame their fear of heights to get the job done. And they did. On Saturday, August 3rd, 8:30 p.m., the switch was flipped, and the LCT marquee once again lit the night sky. The total cost of the project was less than $7,000 this time around. LED neon lights consume 95% less energy than neon lights. Thank you, Jim Kleigel and Jan Owens, and benefactors Jim Shropshire and Julia Cardenas. And thank you for allowing me to speak to you.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that background and letting us know how truly heroic this effort has been. And with that, I would like to invite Mr. Kleigel and Mr. Owens to come up front here while I read the proclamation.
Someone asked if you could get someone younger than 70-year-olds to climb up there. And they said
and
no.
Apparently not. Okay. Well, you can sit up here and face this way if you'd like to the audience, and we'll kind of...
Fix stuff.
Okay. This is a photo op.
Highway.
Whereas the Lindsay Community Theater is a nonprofit corporation that operates solely through local donations, fundraising, ticket sales, and the work of unpaid volunteers. And whereas Lindsay Community Theater has provided since 1983 a significant community service by purchasing and preserving this historic local treasure, built in 1933 in Art Deco style to replace the earlier Glade Theater, which burned. And whereas LCT provides a significant community service by providing cultural experiences in the form of plays, musicals, and concerts, while giving local residents of all ages many opportunities to participate in performances both on and off stage. And whereas the theater marquee has been an icon in the city of Lindsay for generations, and whereas the neon lights of the marquee were ruined by an act of vandalism, and professional replacement proved impossible due to prohibitive costs as well as inability to locate a qualified provider. And whereas Jan Owens voluntarily labored in 100-degree heat, often at a considerable height, to assist theater manager Jim Kleigel in installing new LED lights. And whereas Mr. Kleigel, Mr. Owens, and the entire theater board are to be commended for their extraordinary efforts to relight the marquee and beautify downtown Lindsay. Now, therefore, the City of Lindsay formally recognizes and thanks Mr. Owens and Mr. Kleigel for their hard work and dedication to enrich the community. In witness whereof, I hereby set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Lindsay to be affixed this 13th day of August 2019.
There it is.
All right. Well, yes, there's the picture. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
At this time, the Lindsay City Council needs to move into executive session. You are invited to stay in here in this air-conditioned room. The council will move to the city manager's chambers and should be out in a few minutes if you wish to stay.
We can leave our things right here.